Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
That was Bill Belichick and Jordan getting the late night talk show experience.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
No, not bad at all.
Pretty good. They had a good, it didn't really translate well to radio. They played a longer clip there, and they just showed the full exchange with Bill sitting there in the stupid sweater.
Oh, my God.
Sweatshirt, rather.
Yeah.
And the crowd just reacted to that. Just the second they showed Bill sitting there.
No, yeah. they started laughing.
There was, like, actual crowd laughter just at the visual of Bill in his stupid outfit.
I'm sure that's what he was going for.
So that really... really,
going for laughs and going for gasps.
Yeah,
we're going for gasps is what we're going for. Final hour here, Jones and Keefe. We got WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. Clip du jour on the way. We got grab bag for you. All that good stuff coming up. We'll get to Vrabel releasing veteran after veteran after veteran on this team. What does it say about, his say with the roster, but also what does it say about Jerod Mayo and the season a year ago? But quickly on Belichick, we were supposed to get a full statement.
Yeah, I was anticipating that. Well, in fact, yesterday when we were on the show, I think in the first hour of our show, it came out that Jordan, who, by the way, has gained close to 5,000 followers.
Yeah, you've been tracking this.
I don't know if that's a coincidence or not. No, but when I first went to look at it, you noticed a certain follower number, and then that has jumped up on Instagram.
I can't imagine she's thrilled with the overall coverage, but I bet she's happy with that.
Oh, thrilled?
I bet she's happy with 5,000 followers
on Instagram.
In this
day and age, that's the most important thing.
That's money.
It is. Yeah. It can actually turn into money.
Yeah.
So she posted a... by the way, which I didn't even mention this because I've obviously had the phone on mute because I'm a professional. But when she posted the email that Bill Belichick wrote, she also had a Taylor Swift song under it.
Nice.
Look, the song is called... Wait, where'd it go? Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh, great song.
Okay, you know that one?
You don't know Look What You Made Me Do?
I mean, I probably if I heard it.
Yeah. Ooh, Look What You Made Me Do. You don't know that one?
Oh, see, now you're...
Yeah, she got sued by Right Said Fred for that one.
Did she?
Yeah,
good for
because
Right
she
Said.
Stole Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Good for Right Said.
Interesting. Now, people realize she was suing Olivia Rodrigo. I don't know if she sued her.
She
but,
was?
But there was, yeah. There,
you don't know this song? What you just
made me Ooh. Look
what you made me I actually do. Don't know this song.
This is off of, this is great.
Yeah.
Why am I blanking on the, this is Redemption.
Yeah.
Great album.
Oh, I like how this moron in the Twitch chat is like, oh, you're tracking her followers? How pathetic. I can see when you first pop on, when it first pops up, when you go to sign into her name, you see the numbers different.
Wait, why am I...
Get over it.
Why am I getting the... I'm getting my Taylor Swift albums wrong.
I think you might be.
Reputation, Jones.
Thank you. Reputation, not Redemption. Reputation. Thank you. Great.
So then Jordan... So Jordan posts a...
Swifties are going to get mad.
Post an email, right? That's what we were talking about. This whole lengthy email about Bill and, like, his book push or whatever. But then in the, description or where you can write whatever you want, she says, full statement to be released later today.
Which was yesterday.
That was yesterday. Yesterday came and went. Nothing.
Well, something. Not a statement, but something, right?
Not a statement, you're right. But she did post on her Instagram story a flashback to, I guess, when she met Bill?
Yeah, their meet-iversary, Keith.
Their meet-iversary.
We talked about this at the time. And their meet-iversary, which can also be your anniversary,
and it was
depending on how it goes.
And it was a book, and it says, February 11th, 2021. Jordan, thanks for giving me a course on logic.
Oh, good. Thanks for finishing that sentence. My gosh, that's a graphic inscription.
It's in his handwriting. Thanks for giving me a course on logic! Exclamation point. Yeah. Safe travels! Exclamation point. Bill Belichick. And then
this
I can't.
This is the best
Super Bowl champs in all the years that he won the Super
Bowl. But did he do the Giants ones or just the Patriots ones? Don't tell me he did the Giants ones. I actually
it's
didn't
hard
check
to
that.
See. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That doesn't even add up, does it? They leave one out. I can't even tell
if he put the Giants ones on. What a loser.
No, I don't think he
okay,
did. Oh no. My bad. My eyesight's terrible. So he did the
good.
The Patriots,
the real
Super
ones.
Bowl champions.
Good. He stuck to the real ones.
But
good.
So this would mean she was 20 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they only met, Keith. I mean, nothing else. They just
definitely.
Met.
Oh,
that's
right.
Just when they met.
Yeah, okay.
That's
they,
the meet-iversary.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the first time they met. Nothing else happened, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, just safe travels. And
20s. 20, that's a consenting adult.
She gave him a course on logic.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is his creative muse and idea mill.
Yeah.
So, but long story short,
a nonstop mill of ideas.
There is no statement. I don't think that's a full statement. That was like an old thing that she posted anyway.
No statement yet. She was reposting the Meetiversary.
All right, so a couple of things I feel like are possible. Did Bill Belichick finally find his voice and be like, hey, this isn't helping? Did North Carolina get wind of this and is like, good Lord, like if the CBS thing wasn't enough, can you guys please cool it?
Good question.
Or somebody like, or something else.
Okay. Answer it. Do you think Bill said, hey, you know, I'm okay with you putting this, I told you you could put this email on Instagram, but can we cool it with like full statements? I think that's possible. I think it's more likely based on what we read from TMZ that North Carolina is getting concerned that they pulled back the reins on this. Mm-hmm. They're like, guys, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's just a guess. I have no idea, but that's my guess. What do you guess? You think it's Bill or do you think it's UNC? That's
probably North Carolina.
Reining him in. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because, I mean, he's gone along with everything so far that Jordan has done.
I mean, about the only thing he hasn't done, and I don't know the full scope.
Sure.
But about the only thing
Paul Brown.
About the only thing he hasn't done is storm off with her. She wanted him to leave, according to TMZ, in the middle of that CBS interview.
He must have calmed her down.
So he reined it in a little bit there. So maybe that's what's going on. I mean, it's very possible, but I would side with UNC, said, guys, can we stop? What are we doing?
Did you hear what Ted Johnson said yesterday on WEI Afternoons?
Thinks UNC should fire him.
Should fire Bill.
Mm-hmm. That's a fair and balanced opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, hey, it's a take. I appreciate the take. I think he coaches this year. We said this yesterday. I think he coaches the year, and I can't imagine that it is without its speed bumps along the way. And maybe, like with the Patriots, wink, wink, they agree to part way. Mutually agree. No. Mutually agree to part ways.
Right.
I don't know. There's also a whole bunch of props out there now.
I'm sifting
about
through. Why do
Jordan?
I not see these? Oh, here we go. Ken actually forwarded these from Jimmy Shapiro, BetAG.
Yeah, there's a ton of these on here.
Let's answer these. Will Bill Belichick be coaching UNC in 2026, Keith?
Oh, no.
You think he's out? That's plus 300.
So that means he has 1 year. I'm saying he coaches this year.
Yeah,
I'm not
saying
he leaves before
will he
the
be,
season.
Will he get a year two at UNC question.
I'll say no.
You say no. That's plus 300.
That's
good
juice.
Yes is minus 500.
Right.
Is that a buying opportunity?
Sucker's bet.
Or a sucker's bet.
Yeah.
Will Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson break up in the calendar year of 2025?
No.
That's minus 300?
Yeah, they're not.
Yes is plus 200. What will happen first? Belichick/Hudson get engaged? Belichick is no longer the UNC head coach.
Well, this is one of those things where we might not even know. They might be married for all we know, right?
They could be.
Like legally married. I don't know. I would say that would happen first.
You would say they get married first?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or no,
engaged, rather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's minus 400.
It might already have happened.
Plus 250 if you think Bill will be out as the coach first.
Okay.
What will happen first? Hudson hired by UNC. I'm with you on this one.
Isn't she already hired by
She them? Might be hired. Well, she's hired by Bill. Is she officially hired by the university? I don't know, but this might be a real buying opportunity.
I would think
Belichick, Hudson get married. It's plus 700 hired at UNC. I think I'm laying that one.
Yeah. I think she's probably, for sure.
It might already be done.
Yeah, that's sort of, what's the semantics of that? Because she's the COO
oversight.
Of Bill Belichick Industries or whatever.
Right.
So... Could she be on the North Carolina payroll? I guess I don't really
know.
Right.
Is she hired by Bill, but is she hired by effectively the state of North Carolina? Perhaps not.
Yeah.
What will happen first? Hudson enrolls in class at UNC.
Come on.
Or she dates a UNC player? How dare you?
No bet. That's inappropriate to even speculate on.
It's minus 140 she dates a UNC player, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Anything else here? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I like this one.
Okay, yeah. What else you got?
What will Bill Belichick do next? Get a tattoo? Dye his hair blonde.
Uh-huh.
Get a mullet hairstyle.
Yep.
Pierce his ears.
Uh-huh.
Pierce his nose. Or get a man bun hairstyle.
Okay, those are all plus money. Which one would you put down? Tattoo. I could see her being Bill, we got to get matching tattoos.
I could see her convincing him it's a good idea to dye his hair.
Yeah, but no, blonde.
I don't know about blonde, dye his hair.
Yeah, like darken it up a little bit?
Yeah.
No, but she, not her.
Like Creed in the office.
She'd have him dye it gray.
Like
she wants him. She wants him older.
White. Dye it white.
I like a silver fox.
We gotta move on.
No, if it was just dye hair, not blonde though.
Yeah.
Not blonde.
No. So no bet. Also, will Bill Belichick's book be in the New York Times bestsellers list? Yes, plus 170. No, minus 250.
Doesn't everything make that list? I say yes.
I feel like a lot of things do.
I think everything.
Because then
that
couldn't
list.
You? Is it like just? All books, or do you break it down by like sports? And it's like books from coaches, and it's like, yeah, well, how many are there? So, yeah, he might.
I'm going to say yes. I'll take the plus money on that.
Yeah.
Here you go. This is a good text. Nipple piercings could be a good look for Bill.
Oh, my God.
Can't argue with that.
Rat race.
Well, you never know.
Meanwhile, more Jordan news.
Yeah.
Why are you guys talking about this? I don't know. Everybody's covering it. I don't know.
It's pretty interesting.
Apparently, she also was instrumental in derailing UNC's opportunity to be on Hard Knocks, which I feel like
Florio checks out.
Strongly hinted at this in the past. The Athletic actually reported on it. They have some real interesting stuff in here. Namely, that she wanted to be an executive producer on Hard Knocks.
I mean, she qualifies for that, I'm sure.
And also that they were so far down the line, Keith, on this, that they had a press release ready to go. A press release was written, and it had a quote from Belichick in the press release. It was that close to being ready to go, Hard Knocks. Here's Bill's quote. "I've been a fan of NFL films for the entirety of my 51-year coaching career and have enjoyed every collaboration with them. I've been waiting for the right time to partner with Hard Knocks, and that time has arrived. I'm excited to show off UNC's tremendous leadership, passionate coaching staff, and roster full of young players who I hope to teach how to be pros on and off the field."
Good quote.
Great quote.
Yeah. Looking forward to the season.
Yeah. So apparently the entanglement at the end was her getting in the way and getting the thing scrapped. But that's how close they were. Bill had a quote ready to go in a press release.
Yeah. It's sad. It's really sad how this has all turned out.
So
but you know there should be something else.
Do you think we get a full statement?
Well, it's funny because usually when something like this happens, I feel like the tweet or the Instagram post would get deleted. Like, you're promising a thing, and if you're not going to then deliver on it, wouldn't you just go back and be like, I don't know what you're talking about? But because that still remains up there. So full statement to be released later today, and it just hasn't happened.
Okay.
So now are they going to do the thing that I recommended before where you just lay low and hope that other news items pick up and then people forget about what a train wreck interview you did on CBS?
And even if he does that, can she do that?
No, I don't think she can help
herself. I don't think so either. So one thing we didn't talk about, I was unaware of this. We were looking at it yesterday. I couldn't figure it out. I heard Courtney talking about it today, though. She had like an accompanying screenshot yesterday.
Yeah.
That apparently is a screenshot of a video. So is she hinting at... She has like video footage from the CBL. I don't even know what that is.
I don't
is.
Know what this is either.
Is that like, is that them? Are they like outside? It's Bill with the blonde
Bill
hair.
Bill with the blonde hair.
Good work.
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, she posted one photo, which was the email. Then the other photo was like a video, and it says like 35 minutes, 59 seconds.
Right.
And it's just like people's feet. I don't know what that is.
So is that, but like, do you think she secretly recorded stuff?
Jeez.
Like, is that her way of threatening? I have video to, like, CBS, you want to release the full tapes?
Let's see all the tapes.
Is that illegal if you're secretly recording things?
Well, probably. It depends on the state, right? But I want the director's cut.
I want all of it.
I want her video.
Yeah.
Just this one.
Careful.
Just the one.
Yeah,
from,
careful.
Well, you know.
I'd rule nothing out.
We might
at this
have to
point.
Watch them for work.
I'd rule.
Obviously. Yeah, we might have to watch it.
Do you want us to be prepared or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, seriously. So, no, but is that what she was threatening? I missed that. If that was the case, I feel like we covered this story thoroughly yesterday.
I thought we did a good job.
But I didn't realize that. It was a good catch by Courtney. I didn't realize that's what that was. I just thought it was a weird picture that I couldn't make sense of.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how to make heads or tails of it. But I can't imagine all the guys that are on that email are thrilled that email is out.
Well, this is something like Florio did this too. So he can't figure out one of the names on there,
okay.
But it's Jordan. It's probably Lombardi.
Yep.
He made a good point about Bears. Bears is at BC. Yeah, he's Bill's former confidant, but he's now at BC. Bill's at North Carolina. They're direct head-to-head competitors in the ACC.
Yeah.
And then there was another name on there from the publisher.
Right.
So, yeah, I think we've uncovered most of it, not all, most of it.
What a strange time.
But still no full statement from Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick, University of North Carolina.
I also wonder if there is like a book tour. Like, are there other interviews set up?
Well,
or like, were you going to do more interviews?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I mean, you pull the plug on it. If you
I think that might be done.
Yeah.
At this point in time, I think if there were more
interviews scheduled. Give it a shot.
It's probably over and done with.
Yeah. When's North Carolina football start?
Good question. Yep. Speaking of over and done with, Bill, look at Twitch.
Where are we getting these? Grok?
Yeah, it's AI. AI is
running rampant.
It's a powerful tool. If you're watching on Twitch.tv.
He's got tattoos. He's got
/boss
blonde
WWE.
Hair.
Yeah, he's got...
Oh, Jordan tattooed on him. Sorry.
Tattoos and blonde hair.
Yeah.
It's Bill. Even
it's a good
look. Soul patch.
Yeah, it's Bill. Oh, yeah. Bill even deeper in a midlife crisis is what that is.
Uh-huh.
But speaking
three-quarter life.
Yeah, late life.
Yeah.
Speaking of over and done with, though, that's the tenure of Joe Cardona.
Yeah.
I thought that Reese had an interesting way of kind of summarizing the whole thing, because I don't care if they've moved on from their long snapper. I really don't. But it's part of a larger trend. With the release of Joe Cardona and David Andrews, along with Dietrich Wise and Jonathan Jones departing as free agents, the four longest-tenured Patriots are no longer with the team. Their newest longest-tenured players, safety Kyle Duggar, outside linebacker Anfernee Jennings, and offensive lineman Mike Onwenu, all from the 2020 NFL draft.
That's right. I mean, you don't have anybody really pre-COVID on this whole team. You know, that was the famous COVID draft where everybody was at home. Everybody was like Shedeur Sanders watching the draft at home. So,
Nike picks?
That was a Nike draft.
Oh, yes. Jake and Boston's very upset about
that.
Well,
speaking
but yes,
of, yes, which I actually love, I thought that was a highlight, but I think it's just you have fewer and fewer Belichick guys on the team, and they needed a lot of turnover. Last year, they brought back a ton of guys. You win four games in back-to-back years. You probably should be finding more new players than re-signing old players. And so that's what they've done. Five out of their six captains to start last year are all gone. The only one that remains is Jabril Peppers.
Which we should highlight, is a weird one to still be here.
The one guy to be there, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
the first one yeah, to move on yeah, from would have been him.
So we'll see what the starting lineups look like and, you know, the guys who play the majority of the snaps. But as it looks right now, way more than half of your impact players are brand new. So not only are they not Belichick guys, they're not Mayo guys. Like they're coming in with Mike Vrabel.
So individually, Andrews is the only one I thought was strange. The other ones, whatever, I don't care about any of them.
Yeah.
You can cut them all. And I thought the leadership was poor last year, and they should move on from all these captains. It's probably more telling that Peppers is still here, and Stevenson is still here, and Jelani Tavai, you brought his name up earlier, is still here. Like those are all guys they could and maybe should move on from. Duggar might be on that list too. Like all the leadership that they had last year and they paid. Oh, well, maybe there's a correlation there. Guys who got new contracts that are still owed guaranteed money. Maybe that's why guys like Stevenson, Duggar, Peppers, Tavai, maybe that's why they are still here. And players like Cardona and Andrews are easier to move on from. But short of that, I don't have a problem with any of this. I think they're probably right to move on from the leadership. But it is a big-time shift from a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And you wonder if any of it is just kind of scapegoating what happened last year, too. Like, we're getting rid of everything that has the stink of Mayo on it. And I wonder if there's some of that going on, which is probably the right move.
I think it's a little bit of that, but it's also like we're going to install our own thing, and it's probably easier to do it with a bunch of new players than guys that are used to doing it a certain way, and that way wasn't working here. Plus, none of them are great. Like, Andrews was a great player. I don't know if he still is, and he's probably going to end up retiring. He might not even be in the league. So I don't think, like, for his career, this Garrett Bradbury is better than Andrews. But in 2025,
right now,
might be an upgrade.
Maybe.
The other guys that they have brought in, upgrades. Like, you know, Bentley was also fighting injuries. Dietrich Wise was pretty up and down. Like, those guys, you know, Brissett was a backup. Cardona was a long snapper. So, like, Devon Godchow, you already replaced. So I think across the board, the guys that they let go, there's not one where I'm like, man, wish they had him, or watch out for him next year somewhere. Like, most of these guys probably either won't be in the league or they're going to be like backup somewhere.
No, that's fair. And yeah, right. Even if they catch on, what like, sort of role
they're not
going
to come back
have
to bite you.
So, okay. It's a calculated move by Vrabel. What do you make of it? You can jump in. 617-779-7937, along with all your Bill and Jordan thoughts. A popular topic all week here on WEEI. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, will be joining them at 2:30, along with Brian Scalabrine, so stay tuned for that. We'll get to the clip du jour. Billy Lanny will give you all the latest in trending, and when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.